You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Bart's showing me t-shirts from the 80s. Oh, wait, whoa, roll that back. Long Island, Billy Joel, 1971, New York. Why is that relevant to me? Not just because it's Long Island.
That's when you were born? That's when you were made at?
1971.
You were made at?
Well, I was made in 1970. Oh. I arrived in 71.
Pop could have had them Michael Phelps, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
They were fast swimmers.
If you do the math, I was made in 70. Mm. But I didn't arrive in the world until 71.
You know,
I might need that shirt, actually.
I think my dad was just bored, you know what I mean?
Kind of
like how
bored?
My kids are. All my kids are born, like, in the off season. You know what I mean? They get made in the summertime when it's fun,
mm-hmm.
and they come out in the off season.
Well, that makes sense for you.
Yeah. So I think dad was probably it's cold, it's Detroit, yeah, nothing else to do.
I'm trying to think.
Come here, woman.
If I do the math, we're talking about, whoa.
Get off my mama!
Yeah, it just hits you.
It's a very odd time. It's weird.
Yeah.
Now I wish my dad was still around because I'm old enough now. Like, I'm at that point now where I'd be able to talk to my dad about this.
Yeah.
Like, how'd that happen?
I'm curious. If he was a whoopsies.
Like, what went down?
Whoopsies.
No, it wasn't a whoopsies because I know that I have two older sisters. They wanted a boy, so they were going to give him more shot. And they hit the jackpot.
You know what I'm saying?
You're welcome.
They got the zaddy.
Yeah, by the way, my wife. It's Barton Hahn, by the way, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. And yes, of course, what other show would it be that we're talking like this? So one of my wife's friends texted her and said, "What is a zaddy?"
Mm.
And my wife's like, "I have no idea what you're talking about." And so she comes to me and she's like, "Why is she asking me
what a zaddy is?" I'm the guy Bart, that you can blame everything on. Well, Bart said.
Bart did this thing, so I showed her the video, and she was crying laughing. She thought it was hilarious.
Hey, Zaddy.
My wife's a lot younger than me, though, so I said, maybe it works.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You never know.
Yeah.
Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, coming to you live from above Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
My Zaddy.
She gets very possessive. But I'll tell you what, though. You always, open my eyes to things I never knew about, you know, the multiverse. I kind of enjoyed that one. That was a funny one yesterday. Also, yesterday, it was a busy day. And yesterday, I was on Get Up. And we were talking about the Jeannie Buss stuff, as we discussed. And Jeannie talking about the Lakers situation and how she's got to make it better, wants to make it better, and is demanding better. But yet also opened the idea that while no one is in charge, like Clutch isn't running this team, LeBron's not running this team, but there's a lot of people that she admits she does listen to or lean on, from Phil Jackson to Magic Johnson back in the fold to
Rambis.
The Rambises, or as Chris Canty would say, the Rambi.
As Chris Canty.
To make that clear, Chris Canty would say the Rambi. Also, obviously, Rob Pelinka, who just happens to be the GM.
Yeah.
You might want to listen to him.
What about the head coach? Does he have any say?
Well, there's no head coach now, but you're right. You'd wonder if that guy would. So what we were saying was is on Get Up, and Greeny was bringing up something that Stephen A. said the week before about how the Lakers really don't have many options. But one option they could have is to trade LeBron. And Greeny and I discussed it, and I had a team, as you'll hear here in the clip, I had a team that I think is a perfect destination.
Stephen A. Smith said last week on First Take, the Lakers should consider trading LeBron James. Not only was he right, but I will go one better. He should want that. He has zero chance of winning a championship in L.A. in the next 2 years. He has a much better chance of doing it someplace else.
And go. It's a lot harder for them to do what they're trying to do, which is rebuild or reface that roster. And like you said, when she said, we got to get it right, it's like, how many people? Who's all this we? But LeBron is one of them. And she expressed her loyalty to LeBron, want him to be happy here, which might suggest he's not. And therefore, maybe what makes him happy is moving on. We heard him say last month he would love to play with Steph Curry. I mean, there's an option there if you consider both franchises. Because number one, the Golden State Warriors know their window right now with Steph Curry is starting to close, but there's still time. And what better way to get a championship or two than bring in, like they did with Kevin Durant, a superstar to play with him? They've got young pieces. They did a great job for 2 years to get them. And why not see if you can make something work where, for the Lakers, you got a couple of young players, and Anthony Davis becomes your centerpiece, and LeBron gets a shot at more rings.
Your thoughts on that hot take?
Well, you know, we discuss this. We talk all the time about this. And we understand that sometimes you got to trade your best player because that's the only chip you have. Nobody's going to take Anthony Davis because you can't depend on him.
Right.
You don't know how healthy he's going to be.
Right.
LeBron James at the...
Nobody really wants to take Russell Westbrook because it's $47 million for a player that you have no idea what you're getting.
Meanwhile, LeBron James probably had statistically one of his better seasons that he's ever had.
Yeah.
So he's aging correctly. You think about Kuminga. Think about Wiseman, who's not even playing this year.
A high draft pick, a big man who would allow AD to play the four, which is what he wants anyway.
Exactly. And Wiggins.
Yeah, I think it would be Wiggins, not Poole. I think it would be Wiggins.
Wiggins? Because you want to dump high salary, too.
And you got Russ for one more year, and you let him have the ball in his hands, and then you know he's leaving, and you're getting $50 million in cap relief because he's leaving.
So you got, you get an all-star back in return, a young all-star in Wiggins. You get Kuminga, who I think is going to be a star, a great wing player.
Tough guy. He's a two-way player. Yep. All the things you'd like.
And then Wiseman, who we think considers like a stretch five now, a big man that can shoot. A big man, kind of like
block
Mobley,
shots,
but a little bit like Mobley in Cleveland. I mean, those are all three guys that's under the age of 25. Maybe Wiggins is a little older than 25, but the other two are definitely under 25 to pair where now Anthony Davis can be the leader.
Yeah.
And now you have –
he's reaching that age now, 27, 28, where it's time for you to start emerging as a centerpiece again, like you were in New Orleans, but now as a legit leader. Take yourself seriously. Get yourself in shape. Like, stop with this Jim Morrison stuff. Like, get yourself back on track.
It's one of those rare win-wins for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you hit it on the head. Three players for one, knowing that you only going to have that player for maybe two more years. He may have got two more years left. And then that's going to put it with Steph because I think that Clay, I think we'll never see Clay get back to where he was. We saw Kevin Durant get back to where he was. I just don't see it with Clay. The injuries back-to-back
now that's
has
the
done
hard...
too much to his body.
Sorry. That's the hardest part to me for the Warriors. Is that's a homegrown guy. That's a special. That's a Splash Brothers. I mean, there's nothing more Warriors than Steph and Clay. Like, that's one word, Steph and Clay.
Yeah.
You know, like that. They've been like that for a long time. But if you're looking at championship window with Steph Curry, who's one of the great players of all time, if you have a chance to win more, do you have a better chance if you just leave the group together or if you got a player like LeBron? Who's a facilitator, who's everything, and Steph, just be Steph, right?
Yeah.
And then you still have Draymond, and you still have all, Jordan Poole
stays.
You
still got Clay, though. You still keep Clay.
Well, no, I thought you were including Clay in the trade.
No.
But you got to match the money. You can't match the money any other way. You'd have to have a big contract in there. Wiggins you put in the deal.
Yeah,
well, you're saying Wiggins, not Clay.
Yes.
I thought Clay
Why would they want Clay? Clay's a shooter, but Clay's compromised.
Well, he's a Laker blood in him. His dad,
Michael. I understand that, but like I gave you, he's an all star.
Oh,
Wiggins is an all star this year.
All right. First of all, if you're doing where Wiggins is your centerpiece because he does have a big salary, if you're putting him as the centerpiece. So you keep Steph, you keep Clay, you keep Draymond, and this is like any Kevin Durant, although now it's LeBron James.
Yes.
Oh my God!
And now you have Poole, who's basically
and Jordan Poole just steps into the dude.
That's a win-win for everybody. You got three. You got one proven All-Star.
Yeah.
You got a young emerging star. You got two guys that you just drafted 2 years ago.
I need to get people's reaction on this. I want to hear everybody's reaction on this because this social media-wise, when they put this stuff out, there was a lot of talk about this, a lot of reaction to it. I want to get yours at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Basically, LeBron, for all those young guys with the Warriors, who says no? And if you say no, you got to give me why they say no.
Work.
And we're going to bring in a former NBA player, a good friend of the show now, in a couple of seconds. I want to get his thoughts on this LeBron conversation. And, of course, on the playoffs as well, what we saw last night, what we should see tonight. And we'll do that in a few seconds. But I just want to remind you first that it's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance makes bundling home and auto easy. Learn more at progressive.com. All right, so again, it's something that we were talking about. It started with Stephen A. last week. if the Lakers are going to do anything to try to get that franchise back on track and even get control again of that franchise, maybe the best thing you can do is trade LeBron James. It sounds crazy, but he doesn't have a no trade, and he might be he's obviously the most valuable piece you have. And I jumped in yesterday on Get Up and said, well, if you're going to trade him, Golden State is a place I cannot see him saying no to.
Yeah.
And for you, they've got a lot of pieces that would make sense for you. So that's what we have right there. So you agree with it. We'll get some calls on it. But let's bring in James Posey, basketballnews.com, writer and podcaster. Of course, a former NBA player. Got a couple of rings on his finger as a player.
Is he okay to speak today?
Well, is he okay to speak today?
Yeah, you're good, man. You know, watching these games yesterday, man, it hurt. You know what I mean?
I'm all right over here.
Yeah, not seeing much defense last night from the.
Oh, you saw defense. Just on the wrong side.
Yeah, well, no, and I know obviously Posey and his Celtic blood, I'm sure, didn't like what he saw in Boston. But before we get into all that stuff, though, I'm sure you might have just heard the tail end of what I was saying about LeBron, and I'm curious how you feel about that, just your perspective of a Lakers-Warriors deal that I think would work for both sides. What do you think?
I think the Lakers would be crazy if they even consider that. I think that, one, you have the best player in the game right now. You always have a chance of winning the championship with him. If you give up LeBron James or entertain that for the Lakers, that means that they're trying to start from scratch, and they're going to start with the players that they have. And I'm taking that's going to be AD and Westbrook. Regardless of the players that they give back, you can't talk about championships for the Laker organization. So if that's the route that you want to take, go ahead. But on the flip side, if LeBron goes to Golden State, it's just a matter of what pieces they will be able to keep to still have that run, even though you have him. You know, he won't have all the pieces that they have now, which works well with him and how he plays, and young pieces at that, but still – you have a chance of winning with LeBron James.
Yeah, when you think about it, the Golden State, from that point, they'll still have Peyton on the second, right? They'll still have Poole, so they're deep. They'll go six deep, and then you can get some other guys that you can fill it in with. I think sometimes to be able to reload, you got to get rid of a great player. And you know, do you think next year, when I know we say this every year, when the Clippers coming back and you know how they look, and just imagine what they'll look like with Kawhi. Like, do you think that the Lakers will even be able to be past the fifth seed next year in the West with everybody getting better, thinking that Jamal Murray's coming back, Porter's coming back, that teams are going to get better, and the Lakers don't have a way to get better unless they make some moves, and the only move that they have is LeBron James?
Yeah, I mean, they can make the moves if they want to, but are you talking about just the moves just because it's the nature of the NBA, or are you making moves to win a championship? Mm. So that's the big question right there. If you just want to be competitive and like, okay, we make the playoffs and just, you know, wish upon a star for the most part, then you make those moves. But with LeBron James, you like I said, you always a threat to win because you know what he brings to the table and how he elevates his teammates. You will have the Clippers coming back full strength as well. So that would be a scary a team itself. And you had Jamal Murray coming back. You know, Denver, you know, still hasn't really turned that corner. Even though he was hurt, they still haven't really made their imprint on that West like I say the Clippers have for the most part.
Yeah, I suppose he's given us, of course, like the logical side of this whole thing, which is you're moving a guy away that when he's on your team, you have a chance to win a championship. He doesn't like that. Because, as I said, he's got a couple of rings on his fingers. He certainly knows what a championship team looks like. James Posey joining us right now on the show. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn. It's Bart Scott. I don't know. I think I just said our names like five times.
It's all good.
Meanwhile.
It's a step and repeat.
Tell me what we saw last night in Boston. I asked a question earlier in the show. Did the Celtics lose this game or did the Bucks win it? You know what I mean. I mean, obviously both things happened, but one team did something to accomplish either losing or winning. Which would you put first?
I would say that the Celtics let that game slip away. Hmm. You say turnovers, not being able to make the defense down the stretch work for them. And so by that being said, the hustle plays, the extra shots, the offensive rebound, the big offensive rebound by Portis on the free throw attempt, and then, you know, just not getting back in the big three-point shot. That was big, and they just collapsed defensively, I think, And you have to give the Bucks credits where they played the game out. You know, they continued to make the hustle plays. Their role players stepped up, made big plays. Portis bailed Giannis out, you know, on the missed free throw to get the offensive rebound and the putback. So you just have to give, you know, the Bucks credit for playing the game out and just not giving in.
You know, it's not a beautiful style of basketball. I mean, it's graceful when you watch Giannis play, but it's not the beauty and sophistication that we are used to seeing with Kevin Durant, the ball handling, the pure shot.
The rainbow, you know, shooting.
That stuff. But it's effective. Giannis fills the stat sheet up like no other player I've ever seen. He has the most quiet 40-10, quiet triple-double. Is it time for us to say, you know what? Giannis is the best player in the NBA and maybe one of the most exciting tickets to buy to see in person?
I mean, he's a stat stuffer for the most part, and he gets the job done. You have to give him his credit because he's worked on his game over the course of the years. And I say this going back to, was it game four? Game four. I felt like they should have won that game, and I just think some bad shot selections down the stretch hurt them, and that was, you know, Giannis taking some of those shots, which led out to easy buckets in transition for Boston. So they let that game slip away, and I was just interested to see how they were going to bounce back, you know, yesterday, and they did a good job because they finished the game out the right way, and they made the plays, and they couldn't, you know, afford to go down in the series.
James Posey joining us right now on the show. Should we not overreact to what happened last night in Memphis with the Warriors? Was that just one of those games, or does a team like being down 55 give you some concern about just where Golden State is and maybe we're overestimating their ability to win a championship?
I guess all they played in the locker room before the game was whooped. But you have to give that Grizzly team credit because even with jobbing out during the season, they were still able to win games. So it's not surprising that they were able to win, but you just look at the score. It was just so lopsided. You wasn't expecting that. So without Ja, you know, they've been able to win during the season, but nothing like they did last night. And it's just one of those things where you don't want to accept it. You have to give – if you go to state, you give them credit because they came out and they dominated on both ends of the floor to get the win. Now, can they take that same energy on the road and do the same thing and whoop that trick there, you know what I'm saying? So we'll see.
Well, speaking of energy, you know, being that you are in Miami, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever account for for the South Beach jinx, understanding how easily guys get distracted and how their legs are usually weak and they're usually, you know, did you guys account for that? Like, we're going to win a couple games in the series just because guys aren't going to be able to be professionals and be focused when they get down here?
Well, during the regular season, yeah. But as a professional, knowing that you have an opportunity to play for a championship and it's something at stake, you can't afford to have that lapse and that breakdown to entertain anything on South Beach. You have to be locked in. So hopefully that is not what's happening with the 76ers.
Did it look like
I know James Harden loves to go out and have fun, but I hope he has some self-control during this time right now to wait till the season's over with.
You know,
I'll just say that.
James, you know it be calling me. You know what I'm saying? You know it be calling me, right? You know how it is. Like, you swipe right. You know what I mean? Like, you get the extra room.
You get the extra room.
Don't pick that phone call up.
Right. Hey, some of the greatest games I've ever had has been after butt cheeks.
Really? And some of the best games you've ever – well, that's once a week. But we're saying this and we're laughing, but really, after what we saw in game four from Harden and from the Sixers, there was a sense, especially that fourth quarter, there was like that sense like, okay, well, it looks like James might be kind of waking up or finding his group, whatever it is, and you know, the Sixers look like a different team. And then they went down to Miami, and it's like, nope, there they are again. Like, how much can we trust them? Even though they're back in Philly, this is obviously a big – Miami can close out the series tonight. The Sixers can be eliminated in the second round again if they lose tonight at home. How much can we trust the Sixers at all, even if there was a Game 7?
Well, you're banking on the fact that they're going to be at home and they're going to play great basketball. You're going to get all-star performances and MVP performances from – Joel and James Harden, their role players are going to play well, and everything's just going to fall in line for them. And you hope that being, you know, that they're playing at home. And I was disappointed at what I saw, you know, when they played in Miami the other day. I just felt like the energy and the body language showed from the start. And it was almost like, you know, they didn't want to work for the win. They just thought, you know, it should be given to them. And Miami, you know, brought it to them, and they was able to get a win. So hopefully tonight and the rest of the season, if they don't want to go home early, that they continue to play with a sense of urgency. And that urgency they didn't have the other night.
Well, you know, we. You know,
how do you not have that in a game five?
That's what,
like, it's a second round game five. I mean, I know you've got rings on your fingers. You've seen how it works. But like when you said you were disappointed, are you watching that? I had a lot of people say to me, you know, that's Doc Rivers. You know, he didn't have him motivated. I'm thinking, like Posey, did you need a coach? Did you need Doc to come in the room in 08 and say, hey, listen, this is a game. This is a big game. Need you guys playing hard. Did that matter? Like, did you even need a coach to tell you that?
Not at all, because I knew I wanted to win a championship at the end of the day, and I was going to go out there and leave everything on the floor. And that's, you know, that was me, and that's how I approached the game, with the opportunity to have a chance to win it all and continue playing. Like, I didn't need it. It helped some, but I already knew. My mind was already made up from the last game, from the practice to the game coming next. I was already locked in, and I was going to do whatever it takes to win.
James Posey, so great start.
Yeah, yeah.
Finish your thought.
No, I just said they shouldn't need it. You know, Doc does a great job of motivating players, but at the end of the day, players, you know, you got to bring your own gas.
Yeah.
And for what's at stake here, you shouldn't need that much from Doc.
Yeah, no, especially not in a pivotal game like that one. James Posey, great stuff as always. And as he revealed to us, the Miami Heat know during the regular season, there's a couple of dubs that come your way just because of location. All the best.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. James Posey again. You can see him basketballnews.com. He writes podcasts, all that stuff. And, of course, like I said, he's won some championships as player and also as a coach. Knows his stuff. All right. The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tonight we've got Sixers Heat presented by Indeed, a different Sixers team at home. They have been so far. Coverage begins 6:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. A lot of you want to sound off on this LeBron trade idea. So Posey didn't like it because he didn't think it was a good trade for the Lakers, getting rid of a guy who can help you win a championship. What do you think? We'll get to your calls next. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
It's Bart and Han, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. As we discussed earlier this hour, yesterday on Get Up, Mike Greenberg and I had this kind of back and forth about, based off of the Jeannie Buss comments regarding her franchise and wanting to make LeBron happy. And question is LeBron happy? Stephen A. Smith said that the Lakers should trade LeBron. And Mike Greenberg agreed with him and asked me what I thought would be a good trade. And I said, well, LeBron said he'd love to play with Steph Curry. Find a match with the Warriors. And if you're the Lakers, the Warriors have some pieces that you would like that could help you reset your franchise and also get control of it again. And so I proposed that, broke it down. Bart agreed with me. Do you? Let's get your calls on this. Javoris in Georgia, what's happening? Start us off.
Yeah, what's going on, man? Quick take. I think that'd be a bad move. I think you can't put a guy like LeBron with the kind of personalities of the Steph Currys and the Draymond Greens. And if you was to do that, you're asking LeBron to retire early because LeBron can't run that type of offense. The Warriors like to run like a fast, up-tempo offense. LeBron mostly like to slow the pace down and play at his pace. I don't think LeBron would fit with the Warriors. That's my take. Thanks.
All right, you got it, Javoris. I mean, KD fit in pretty well there. And I know he's more of like a scorer where LeBron is a facilitator. And as... Well, that's what
the ball down.
Yeah.
Now, what happens is
that's
Draymond
what Buddha
get
from
lost.
The Bronx tweeted.
Yeah, does
tweeted
Draymond
at us.
Get lost because right. Now he doesn't really have a role because he's the facilitator.
Well, he can still focus on being a great defender and a rebounder and an outlet player and that kind of thing. Let's go to David in Minneapolis. David.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Regarding trading LeBron, that'd be great if that, you know, in an imaginary world, if that could happen. But I believe that LeBron and the rest of the gang in L.A., they have too much pride. They're going to try to retool with some role players, and they're going to work hard to try to get a competitive team. I don't think there's going to be any change to their big three. And one other thing that I want to reluctantly add is that it's on a different subject, and that's regarding the All-Star voting. I think there's a little bit of a racial part to this, meaning that I would imagine that most of the voters, the journalists, are white.
I wouldn't leave it there. Yeah, David, I wouldn't assume that whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't think it's a race thing.
I can almost tell you that there is a great cross section among the 100 people among writers and broadcasters. And that is preposterous considering that Giannis Antetokounmpo won the previous two.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. I think maybe like a lot of people, I think personal feelings about personalities can maybe come into it. When you split in hairs a little bit, maybe you prefer.
I think it's basically statistics. Yeah. I think people just like. Remember, I gave you the analytics the other day, and you were just like, "Don't give me that." The Geek Squad stuff. I did it because I know that's what a lot of people will fall back on. Is well, this is a tough one. What do the numbers tell me? All right, the numbers tell me this. That's what makes it easier. Didn't Greeny say that he regrets that he voted for Jokic and now he regrets it? Didn't Greeny say that? So there's a lot of us that like go with the numbers and then go, wait a minute.
You got to see what your eyes
see.
Yeah,
but I still feel like the other guy is the pick.
You look at now how Embiid has battled through injuries. I think you win people over too.
It could be that too. I think you're right.
We picked too early.
Yeah.
Because like how many of those games do you really watch? Like when they're doing a regular season, the
NFL. Here's
season.
My problem with the regular season, and you bring up a great point. It's not like the NFL at all. In the NFL, when you watch regular season, you're watching and you're like I'm seeing these guys playing at the highest level during the regular season. When you watch the NBA, there are games you watch and you go, I know they beat, you know, the
eight people won whatever, plan, but low management.
Who did we have on that we were talking about? The Memphis Grizzlies. We had on
Sam Mitchell.
No, it wasn't Sam. It was this Gary Parrish from Memphis, and we said right there 20-5 without Ja, and he's like, yeah, but if you really looked at those games, there was some games that were they were playing either bad teams or it was a back to back. He's like a lot of those games they kind of just worked
schedule,
in their favor.
Schedule wins.
He felt like that was an overrated stat, but you see how I'm just looking at stats because I didn't watch the Grizzlies every single game to know that. And I think there's a lot of that goes on. John's in Kentucky on LeBron. John.
y'all doing?
Good.
I say no to the proposed trade to Golden State because I believe Lakers get a better deal. I'm a Suns fan, big Booker fan. What do you think about a Booker-LeBron trade?
Ooh.
Chris Paul be his best friend with him.
Yeah, the banana boat would be old, though. The bananas be right.
Yeah, right. But no, but John, the one thing I'll say to that is I know you're making that connection with Chris Paul.
You
and
lose
like,
so
all
much
right.
shooting. You lose
and
so
by
much
the way,
shooting.
LeBron wanted Chris Paul with the Lakers. Like, he wanted to figure that out. They couldn't make that work. But I'll tell you what, Devin Booker is young and a star. He was fourth in the MVP voting. If you're the Suns, I mean, that's franchise malpractice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You don't give him up. Now, I get it.
That still don't guarantee that you win nothing.
I don't think it does, no. Anthony in the Bronx, what's up?
What's up, guys? Listen, so, I mean, if you're the Lakers and all you have to do is give up, excuse me, if you're the Warriors and all you have to do is give up Andrew Wiggins to get a top three player all time, I mean, you do that, you know, you bring that ticket up before it gets stale. That I do that in a heartbeat. I don't think the Lakers would do that. That's not nearly enough in return.
Well, that's not the only thing you're getting now.
Kaminga's going to be a star.
Anthony,
and
you're not.
Wiseman's a flex
yeah, those three pieces, to me, would have to be in the deal. You'd have to also have
Wiseman
Kaminga
was number one pick.
And Wiseman.
Wiseman was the number one pick.
Yeah.
And he's the truth. It ain't like he a bust. It's like
he's
just injured. And then Kaminga looks like a future wing that D LeBron ass up during the regular season. We was like, oh, this dude is going score for score against LeBron.
He gets after it. That's a good player. All right, we'll continue with your calls on this. A lot of people want to sound off on it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If you can't get through, as some of you can, you're telling me this on Twitter, at Barton Hahn on Twitter. I'm reading them, I'm seeing them, and I'll read them on the air if you can't get through on the call. So we'll get to your calls also. Food decisions. You know, we already talked about Keyshawn and what he was doing. But there's a decision that you make about food that might make me question your ability to lead as a quarterback. I'll explain. Coming up, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Hahn.
We have your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to Keith in Virginia. We continue talking about LeBron. Go ahead.
Hey, by the way, you guys are doing a wonderful job. Why are you guys even talking about LeBron? This guy is almost 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You would trade all the assets from the Warriors just for 1 year of having LeBron. Pretty much you're renting them for one season, and you don't even know if he's going to be able to compete to complete the entire season because he's falling apart.
Fair,
this
but
this guy's only almost 40 years old, so I would just leave him alone. Let him retire out in L.A. When he's 45, he can join the Cavs and he can have a going away. He's done. He's washed up.
Who's your team? Who's your team?
Who's my? I like the Heat. I've been a Miami Heat fan way back in Bimbo Cole's day.
Okay, so you love the Heat.
Ronnie Cycling.
So right now, if they say, hey, we're going to make a trade for Chris Paul, would you be upset?
I wouldn't want Chris Paul. These guys are falling apart, man. Trust me. By another season, we won't even be talking about these guys.
Keith, the only thing I'm going to say to you is this, is that LeBron, like Bart said it earlier in the show, LeBron still had, statistically, a great season. And if you put him on a team with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, yeah, how can you tell me that if you wouldn't take 1 year of winning a championship? Get another title for Steph and that group?
And he said he was a Heat fan. The Heat fan was littered with has-beens.
But I'm just saying, like, that's the only argument I have. Keith isn't wrong when you're talking about why would you trade away young players for an older player. I get that, especially one that might only have 2 years left in his career at best.
To get over the top.
Because you're trying to win. Like, right now.
Isn't that what his Heat did? Like, I can remember Gary Payton being on that team. I can remember Alonzo Mourning being on that team.
You're trying to win a title. And you're trying to do whatever it takes to win as many as you can while Steph and this group is still in their prime.
Steph's 34 years old.
Getting older. So that's why I think it's just, if you think of it that way, initial investment. Because let's be honest, when Steph Curry does retire, franchise is going to go down. They always do when you lose star players like this. That's why I don't know if it's that easy to say no to it. But you're welcome to. We'll continue with your calls in 10 seconds. ESPN Radio, we are presented by Progressive Insurance, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. You see on ESPN Plus, there's the picture. That's me in the jet boat, and that's Keyshawn on the tube.
What is he looking
on
at?
The East River.
He's looking at the shore?
No, he's just not happy. That's what he's looking at.
He's looking at the shore.
He's you know what he's doing? He's looking at Jay saying, man, how'd we lose to these fools? He'd say something like that, right?
I pity the fool.
Well, I don't know if he'd say pity the fool. You know he's got that high-pitched voice.
Yeah.
Meh. And he gets mad. It's actually funny. So bet-wise, we're still trying to figure it out. But I do think the bet should be that if we win, four of us on jet skis, East River, all the way up the East River, under all the historic bridges, maybe turn around at
GW, man. We ain't going past GW.
GW's on the other side.
Yeah, we're going all the way to GW. Oh, yeah, that's right.
We're going to loop around?
We can loop around easy.
We'll go to Rikers.
Yeah, we can loop around.
I don't know
easy.
If you're allowed to go around Rikers. I'm not sure.
All right. What about what about Governor's Island? Go get lunch.
All of it. Oh, we know what? We could loop all the way down to the Statue of Liberty and then come up.
Yeah. Or we can go to the Liberty House.
Ooh.
Liberty House over there where they have where Tiger and them the PGA tour. We can go over there, eat lunch, play some checker. I got a RPM raceway over there. We can go race some cars.
I like it. See, there's the plan. That's our side of it. They have to agree to it. Before we get back to the calls, Bart, the Commanders drafted Sam Howell, all right? They got a quarterback in the draft.
North Carolina's
But there's something about what I heard about him in an interview that he did recently that makes me question his ability to lead. Here it is, and I want you to react to this. You as a player, if this guy was in your locker room, how'd you feel about him? So he's revealed that since childhood, he has only eaten chicken. He has never just chicken nuggets, chicken tenders, like that's it. I mean, it sounds like he's still 4 years old. Now, I'm not done. He has never eaten seafood. He has never claims to have never had a bite of steak, even so much as a hamburger.
So Chick-fil-A is his only thing that he can go to.
Well, he sounds like he's a 12-year-old who just has chicken fingers all day.
Yeah.
But he doesn't eat a hamburger, no meat, no steak, never had a steak in his life, nothing, no seafood. He's never had lobster, he's never had shrimp, none of it.
Is he borderline vegan?
So, well, no, he eats chicken. Man, that's not vegan.
But this is the thing.
No, wait. Can you trust somebody that is in a leadership position who has never experienced, and not only never experienced it, but seems very close-minded to trying it? You know what? Let me just see what all the – like, it's one thing like Tom Brady probably had a crazy diet and then realized, like, I'm getting old. I got to, you know, clear all this out. I got to eat avocado ice cream, whatever it is. But you've already lived a life of I know how you feel when you bite into a hamburger.
Right.
But this guy, he refuses to do it, won't deviate. And to me, I don't know if I could trust you as a leader if you can't relate, never had anything, any ability to relate, and you're very closed-minded to the idea of trying it.
I tell you what, when he does, if he ever tries a different meat, I don't want to be nowhere around him. You know what that's going to do to his damn stomach?
Oh, my God.
Instant liquid gratification.
Yeah, not gratification.
Right. The meat going to sit there. His stomach going to be like, I cannot break this down.
Mm, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, chicken is what, 2 hours? Fish is an hour? Beef is 72 hours. He going to be sitting there like he got to, like, you know how you be seeing, like, snakes digest the rat, and the rat just, you just see the whole rat. He going to have a knot in his stomach. I do not want to be around that man.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be bubble. You ever, like, go on a diet? Right.
Bubble guts?
You ever go on a diet and then, like, you eat some of the first time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it feel like, oh.
Yeah, and
oops. You're
like, shouldn't have had that.
Oops.
Spicy.
Oops.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, it sounds closed-minded.
Never had a
you
hamburger?
Eat chicken fingers and chicken nuggets.
But
I mean,
I question his parents. Like, you supposed to introduce different
stubborn.
Stuff? No, but come on. Like, at some point, he was four and stubborn. Like, four-year-olds, you tell him, you're going to eat this or you're going to starve to death. That's what my grandmother would say. I hate milk. Never drink milk. I don't like milk at all.
Really?
Yeah, my mother would say, either you drink this milk until or you sit at this table until you drink the milk. She would come there and I would be asleep, 5 o'clock in the morning at the table.
Just refusing to?
Refusing to drink it. Now we know that it was wrong on the food pyramid and that it was bad for you. Now they're trying to push somebody else. Listen, we're the only animal that...
Well, we know from Renee Lactavius.
Yeah, right? Lactavius. We all kind of
poor Lactavius struggles.
Oh, yeah,
he's not here. Why are you looking?
Look back on to like, hey, Lactavius. Oh yeah, man.
Randy is in Oakland.
It's Randy Watson.
Randy Watson. What's up, Randy?
Yeah. How's it going, my brothers?
We're good.
Good, good. Okay, I got the perfect thing for y'all to play. What you guys are going to play for is how we do it out here in the penitentiary when we play 2-on-2s.
Okay.
You play for 50 yes daddies. Now, in a place where you live and you could only live on your pride, no money, no kind of substantial anything, you live with your pride, a yes daddy is an on-call push-up. And you can do it any time, while you're in the chow hall, whether I'm in the yard, anywhere you're at.
That's what Yates said.
Give me three yes daddies, and they have to say yes daddy, get down and give you three push-ups, counting them out. One daddy, two daddy, three daddy.
Yeah. Yeah, Randy.
On call at any time.
Alan Yates, who's a producer on The Morning Show, he actually, that was one of his ideas, now I know where he got it from, because he said it should be on call. Like, if we're walking down the hallway and they see us, they have to stop and say, you know, like, eight, and we got to do eight squats right in front of them.
How many they get?
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's got to be a time limit on it, right?
Yeah, get 1,000.
But I'm not feeling this.
1,000 yes daddies? I mean, that helped me out. Yeah. Give me some yes daddies, son. I'm Gucci.
Mm. Justin Knight just tweeted something that actually is funny. He said, the joke's on us with Sam Howell. He cashed in on an NIL deal with some chicken place last season.
Ah.
He said, I'd eat just chicken, too, if somebody paid me. That's a great point, Justin. But still.
Was it Bojangles, Justin?
Tell you what, I'm all right with that. But I still have a problem with it.
You can get it. You can develop.
Never had a steak ever, and you're going to talk to me like you relate to me?
I can't believe that. That means that also he ain't never had no pepperoni on his pizza. Stop it. He went to a kid's
party. Maybe he had like
pepperoni pizza.
Maybe he had like arugula like Keyshawn does. You know, not really a pizza. It's just salad with bread.
Bourgeois.
Let's be honest.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio, or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.